Next item 12 has been removed. The next item is Michael J. Hubbard, two parcels with a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 487A.
This is a request to create a 6.59-acre parcel out of an 82-acre tract with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way. The 6.59-acre parcel has an existing dwelling located on it. Under the three lots in a 50-foot right-of-way policy, this would be the fourth parcel having access from the right-of-way. Usually in the past, you required a public hearing if it's more than three lots.
Well, I see that there's someone here representing the application, and since it is a bit unusual, I'd like to hear from him if we could.
We receive an exhibit booklet on this one, Mr. Wheatley.
We did, but it was not within the 72-hour period, so I threw it in a dumpster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I am here with Mr. Hubbard. I'll make this very short and concise. You have the tax map plot in front of you. Mr. Hubbard bought this acreage. When he bought it, there was an existing lot, which is what would be referred to as parcel 9. It was actually smaller then. Mr. Hubbard did convey additional lands to that owner to make that lot larger, but there was one lot there. Mr. Hubbard did create through sale lot tax map 8 and lot tax map 801, I think it is. And he commenced to begin building his residence next to what is marked as lot 801. And that residence is almost completed. At some point in time, the winds of domestic change affected Mr. Hubbard's life. He did not complete his house, and those winds are requiring him to sell something. And that something is either going to be the 82.97 acres, or what we've carved out here is a 6.59 acre parcel, which is where the new residence is located. So this would be an additional lot on this existing 50-foot right-of-way, and that is that's the sad story of Mr. Hubbard's application. The impact we see is being very marginal, if anything. The home is there. Mr. Hubbard will remain the owner of the remaining acreage, which is about 76.38 acres.
Mr. Johnson, I believe this is in your area.
Mr. Gordy.
Having had some recent familiarity with the said wind that he's talking about, and given the fact that it's being done under those, you know, those conditions and purposes, it is unusual. We don't normally do it, but I don't. I'm not very troubled by this one.
It was done both ways. We did three, period, or we did three and left the acreage as a residual. I mean, yeah. It's been quite a while since we've done it that way, but that's...
Well, I think it's a circumstance where it's not necessarily being done to...
Well, we have to weigh each circumstance, right?
That's certainly true, and not in one circumstance doesn't set precedence for another circumstance.
For another. Sure, that's right.
Can you repeat that for council here?
I like that wind word. I heard that.
Domestic change. Does that set precedent?
Michael, I don't know how much he's going to charge you for that, but I think it's probably worth it.
So. I just thought that was a nicer way of putting it.
It's a great way of putting it. I'm going to remember it.
It's not what Mr. Hubbard called it in my office.
Put your own tape.
I also have some long familiarity with Mr. Hubbard, and I can tell you that I'm quite certain that he had some choice words to say about that, but as far as land use issue goes, I don't think we really have one with this, Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Michael J. Hubbard, two parcels with 50-foot right-of-way on Road 487A.
Second.
No further subdivision?
No further subdivision.
No further subdivision, yes, definitely.
Second.
Thank you.
Thought we were now trying to...
Moved and seconded, too.
More merge, yes.
It's been moved and seconded to approve two parcels with a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 478A with stipulation that there will be no further subdivision without the benefit of a subdivision public hearing. He certainly can ask, but it'll have to be a public hearing.
It would be basically required that the street be built at that time.
Yeah, that's right. And this is for Michael J. Hubbard. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.